Phosphenic mixing applied to education. We have seen previously how to use phosphenism to study a map of geography. Let us now move on to studying a lesson of history. If you are studying a lesson of history of approximately 50 pages, it will be difficult to use all the visual images that stem from this chapter and mix them all in the phosphine. This process would take too much time. So, there are two ways to operate. The first one is simple. Study as usual. After reading the lesson, chapter after chapter, of course, close the book, focus on the lamp, and try to remember what you have just read, as you usually do, but this time during the presence of the phosphine. There is another way to proceed. Choose the visual mental image that is most difficult to memorize. For example, a list of dates. Or, on the contrary, and it is particularly efficient with younger children, choose a picture from the chapter that is pleasant and that is inspiring. The same way heat diffuses, the energy produced by mixing a thought with the phosphine will slowly diffuse from this image to the other related image in the chapter. Even if you work only with two or three ideas from the chapter, it is the whole of the chapter that will benefit from phosphenic mixing. Application of phosphenism for essays with the technique of streaming mixing. The technique of streaming mixing is very efficient for producing ideas for essays or narrations, for example. Choose the image that is conjured by the subject of the essay. Mix this image with a first phosphine and look for ideas as usual. As the phosphine produces visions, some precise images might appear. After the end of the phosphine, write down all the ideas you have perceived. Then, pick up the most precise of these images or ideas and mix it in a second phosphine. Do not use the first image again. Pick up a new image that exercises. The practice of phosphenic mixing might produce the revelation of an exercise that is well suited for them at that moment. These exercises will change frequently. If one uses an exercise from a book or provided by a master from a tradition, it will work for a while. But in general, after a certain time, the exercise will become less active, and then the person will discard it. Even if one wants to carry on with the study and the practice of the exercise, something will put an end to it. What is this something? Well, the process could be compared to organ transplant. They do not always function, and the organism might reject the transplant. The process is similar. You could compare it to a sort of psychological or psychic transplant. Using phosphenic mixing before falling asleep. It is very easy and useful to practice phosphenism while you are falling asleep. Nevertheless, it requires a particular equipment. The best place to set your lamp is above the middle of the bed, on the level of your head, and use a remote control to switch the lamp on and off. Experiment proves that one does not fall asleep while focusing on the lamp. It is after, while observing the phosphine, that it becomes very easy to fall asleep, even though the phosphine is very bright. If you are mixing an active intellectual work with the phosphine, the process tends to be stimulating. If, on the other hand, you are relaxing and getting ready to fall asleep, the phosphine will help you reach that state. The action of phosphinism on sleep, on the brightness of dreams, and on prophetic dreams. The effects of practicing phosphinic mixing while falling asleep are truly amazing. After 3 or 4 days, without a long initiation, you will be able to fall asleep during the practice of phosphinic mixing. Your dreams will become brighter, with much more variety of colors, and you will remember them better. You might not remember the dreams as you wake up, but later during the day. After 1 or 2 months of practice, the objects in your dreams will become bigger. For example, if you dream about a mountain, it will be the highest mountain you have ever seen. If you dream of a flock of sheep, it will be the most massive flock of sheep you've ever seen. If you keep on practicing, after 2 to 3 months, prophetic dreams will occur. They will realize themselves a few days later with enough details for you to understand their prophetic element. This has happened to absolutely materialistic students who were working with me and phosphinism to prepare their exams. They were surprised to have prophetic dreams that would realize themselves a few days later. Practicing phosphinism makes this kind of phenomenon quite common. If a larger number of persons experienced these phenomena, the point of view of modern civilization might change. Also, the next day, after having practiced phosphinism and spent a night full of beautiful colored dreams, one has a very pleasant sensation of rest that is totally characteristic of a phosphinic phenomena. The opposition between hypnosis and phosphinism. Certain persons compare phosphinism and hypnotism. We are going to see that these two methods are completely opposite. When one practices phosphinic mixing regularly, one becomes more lucid, more conscious than usual. If you think while focusing on the sun, respecting, of course, the guidelines I have provided for the safety of your eyes, you will experience the impression that your thought is warm, vibrant, external to yourself like a cloud. You are now in a state of hyper-consciousness, more awake than usual. With hypnosis, it is, by definition, the opposite, a state of partial sleep. The word hypnosis comes from the Greek hypnos and is related to half-sleep, states of half-sleep. A main difference between the technique used in phosphinism and in hypnosis is that in phosphinism, one focuses on the lamp for 30 seconds to 3 minutes. In hypnosis, persons are asked to focus on a light for more than 20 minutes. So, the goal of phosphinism is to create a state of hyperconsciousness, when the goal of hypnosis is to create a state of hypoconsciousness. This is totally opposite. Suggestion and phosphinism. Many persons confuse suggestion and hypnosis. Why? Because an individual in a state of hypnosis, that is to say, in a state of partial sleep, is more affected by suggestion. In many of the old treatises dealing with hypnotism from the past, the two concepts are blended. Practicing phosphinism with colored lights. Many persons ask me if it is useful to use lamps of various colors to practice phosphinism. It is interesting on a physiological level, but not so interesting for phosphenic mixing. In general, because a lamp of color only contains a fraction of the spectrum of white light, the phosphenes produced by lamps of color will be less bright. It is consequently more interesting to use white light as it contains all the vibrations of the spectrum. Nevertheless, on a physiological level, it is interesting to study the reactions of the brain to lights of different colors. The phosphine obtained with the color yellow, for instance, lasts 10 times longer than the phosphine obtained with white light.